Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Word Origins Unlocked, the podcast, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of English words through their ancient roots. I'm Chris, your guide on this linguistic adventure.
And I'm Rachel, here to learn and chime in with all of you. Chris, I'm really excited about today's topic. We're talking about something we all do every single day, speaking.
Exactly, Rachel. And not just speaking, but all the different styles and habits of how we use words, or sometimes how we don't. The English language has so many specific adjectives to describe people based on their speech habits. And today, we're going to uncover some of the most interesting ones, many of them with Latin roots.
That sounds incredibly useful. I often find myself searching for just the right word to describe someone's way of talking.
Absolutely. So, let's start at one end of the spectrum. People who say very little. There are those who just don't like to talk much. It's not that they prefer to listen. Good listeners are actually delightful in conversation, with their expressions and encouraging phrases. These people, however, like neither to talk nor to listen. They act as if conversation is a bore, even a painful waste of time. When you try to engage them, the best you might get is a vacant stare or an impatient silence.
I know people like that. You try to engage them, and you might get a blank stare or just a grunt. What's the perfect word for them?
The adjective for such a person is taciturn. This word describes someone with a permanent, habitual, and temperamental disinclination to talk. They might seem morose, sullen, or unfriendly because of their quiet nature. It's not just being shy. It's a deep-seated reluctance.
Taciturn. So it's not just being quiet sometimes, but more like a fundamental part of their personality?
Precisely. And a famous example often cited is Calvin Coolidge, the 30th U.S. president, who was famously nicknamed Silent Cal. For our Chinese listeners, you might not know him, but imagine a political leader known for being extremely reserved and saying as little as possible. There's a classic anecdote where a newspaper woman bets she can get him to say more than two words. His reply, "You lose."
Ha, that's brilliant. Very concise.
It is. And the word taciturn comes from the Latin verb tacio, which means to be silent. Interestingly, from the same root tacio, we get another word, tacit.
Tacit? How is that related?
While a taciturn person is someone who is silent, tacit refers to something that is unspoken, unsaid, or not verbalized. Imagine two colleagues who have an understanding not to discuss their personal lives at work. They never explicitly agreed to this, but it's a tacit agreement. Everyone just understands it without words.
Oh, I see. So a tacit agreement is like a silent understanding, an unspoken rule. That's very common in many social situations, isn't it? Like when we know not to be too loud in a library, even if no one told us directly, or how we might interpret unspoken cues in a negotiation.
Exactly. It's all about what's understood without being articulated. Now, moving from silence, let's talk about another type of person who says little. But unlike the taciturn who seem to say nothing, these people say little but mean much.
That sounds powerful.
It is. The adjective here is laconic. This term means pithy, concise, and economical in the use of words, often to the point of curtness. It's the precise opposite of being verbose.
Laconic. I like that. So not just quiet, but when they do speak, their words carry a lot of weight.
Absolutely. The origin of laconic is fascinating. It comes from Laconia, the ancient Greek region where Sparta was located. The Spartans, for our listeners, were famous for their incredibly disciplined, military-focused society. They valued strength, bravery, and also extreme brevity in speech. They were renowned for being long-suffering and stoical.
Ah, the Spartans. I remember stories about their tough lifestyle. So their speaking style was just as tough and to the point?
Precisely. The legendary story goes that when Philip of Macedonia was threatening Sparta, he sent a message saying, "If we capture your city, we will burn it to the ground." The Spartan king's laconic reply was a single word, "If,"
Wow, that's such a powerful, concise response. It's like saying, good luck with that, but in the most impactful way possible without wasting a single syllable. That reminds me of some classic Chinese proverbs, or even just how a wise elder might use very few words to convey profound meaning.
It's a perfect example of how sometimes fewer words can make a stronger statement. A laconism itself can be that pithy, concise expression. Think of a concise executive summary or a brief, impactful slogan.
That really helps differentiate taciturn from laconic. One is about a general disinclination to speak. The other is about speaking minimally but meaningfully.
You've got it. Now, let's shift gears completely to the other end of the spectrum. People who talk a lot. There are several words for this, each with its own nuance. First, we have loquacious.
Loquacious? I've heard that one before. It means talkative, right?
Yes, but with a specific flavor. If you are loquacious, you talk a lot simply because you like to talk, and you probably have a lot to say. It's not necessarily a criticism, but the implication is often that you wish they'd pause for breath so you could get a word in. The noun form is loquacity.
So a loquacious person is just genuinely enthusiastic about conversation. They enjoy sharing their thoughts and stories.
Often, yes. The word loquacious comes from the Latin root loquor, meaning to speak. And this root gives us many other interesting words, like soliloquy, which is a speech to oneself, often heard in plays when a character speaks their thoughts aloud for the audience. Or colloquial, meaning informal, conversational language, like saying, he hasn't got any, instead of he has none.
That's fascinating how one root can branch out into so many related ideas.
Indeed. Now, another word for someone who talks a lot is garrulous. How does garrulous differ from loquacious?
I thought they were similar.
While both are talkative, a garrulous person talks constantly, and often aimlessly and meaninglessly about trifles. Their talk might lack sense and be rambling chatter. The sources mention that this word is often used for a garrulous old man or a garrulous old woman, suggesting a mind that might wander and lose the ability to distinguish important details from unimportant ones.
So garrulous implies a bit more aimlessness, perhaps a lack of focus in their endless talk, whereas loquacious is just a love of talking. It's like someone who tells you every tiny detail of their day, even things that aren't particularly relevant.
Exactly. Garrulous comes from the Latin gario, meaning to chatter, like a monkey. And then we have verbose. If you are verbose, you smother your ideas with excess words, using far more than necessary, overwhelming your listener with repetition until they just want to escape or fall asleep.
Oh, I've definitely encountered verbose speeches. It feels like they're just using big words to sound important, but the message gets lost. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack of words.
Precisely. Verbose comes from the Latin verbum, meaning word. So, a verbose person is quite literally wordy. We get words like verbatim, meaning word for word, and verbiage, which can mean an excess of words or a particular style of using words.
So if someone is verbose, they're using too many words, making it hard to understand.
Right. And finally, for our talkative types, there's voluble. A voluble person is a rapid, fluent talker whose words seem to roll off their tongue with ease and copiousness. They speak rapidly, glibly, without hesitation, stutter, or stammer.
So voluble is about the speed and fluency, the flow of words?
Exactly. The word voluble comes from the Latin volvo, volutus, meaning to roll. You can imagine the words just rolling off their tongue effortlessly. This root also gives us words like revolve, to roll again, and evolve, which literally means to roll out or unfold, as in ideas gradually developing.
That's a wonderful image. So, if I'm trying to remember the differences, loquacious loves to talk, garrulous chatters aimlessly, verbose uses too many words to make a point, and voluble speaks very quickly and fluently.
You've summarized them perfectly, Rachel. Each one highlights a distinct aspect of talkativeness. And for people who talk a lot in general, without necessarily having one of these specific qualities, the general term is often still loquacious.
This is so helpful for understanding the nuances.
Now, to round off our discussion on speech habits, let's briefly touch on words that describe effective and forceful speaking. We have cogent.
Cogent? What does that mean?
A cogent speaker or argument is one that is persuasive, forceful, and brilliant. It compels acceptance because of its clear logic and reasoning. It's about intellectual keenness. The word comes from the Latin cogo, meaning to drive together, compel, force.
So, a cogent argument is one that makes you say, "Yes, that makes perfect sense, I agree." It's like a well-reasoned argument in a debate that leaves no room for doubt.
Precisely. And closely related, but with a slight difference, is eloquent. An eloquent person speaks out, from Latin ea, from ex, meaning out, is vividly expressive, fluent, and uses language skillfully to move and arouse a listener. While cogent focuses on irresistible logical reasoning, eloquent emphasizes artistic expression and strong emotional appeal.
So, cogent is about the brain and its logic, and eloquent is about the heart and its emotions?
That's a great way to put it, Rachel. A cogent argument convinces you intellectually, while an eloquent speech moves you emotionally and makes you feel strongly about something.
Wow, Chris, this has been an incredibly insightful session. I feel like I have a whole new set of tools to describe people's speaking styles, from the silent types like taciturn and laconic, to the very talkative like loquacious, garrulous, verbose, and voluble, and then to the impactful, cogent, and eloquent speakers.
I'm glad you found it useful, Rachel. Understanding these distinctions helps us not only describe others, but also to be more mindful of our own communication. It's all thanks to the rich history and etymology embedded in these words.
Absolutely. This has been another fascinating journey through English vocabulary. Thank you, Chris.
And thank you, Rachel, and to all our listeners for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of speaking styles and habits. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of language.